USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign two more executive orders Friday. One focused on raising the minimum wage to $15, but only for federal employees, while average Americans are assured $7.25 an hour. And the other action, expanding assistance for Americans in need. Workers trapped in a gold mine in Kixia, China, since January 10th may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after the explosion. Comedian Dave Chappelle was set for a big weekend of shows in Austin, Texas, but after testing positive for COVID-19, the shows have been canceled. The producer, Live Nation, says Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. Ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Taking a look at another one of President Biden's executive actions is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than obviously 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2020, President Trump published 69 executive orders. As of Thursday afternoon, President Biden has signed 17 executive orders so far, with more expected on Friday. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What happened to the $1.9 trillion relief package President Biden introduced last week? Let's get an update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder. And I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's final playoff games before the Super Bowl will be played Sunday. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Then Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Wednesday had good things to say about the Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
He deserves coach of the year, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.